Well, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and volunteer hunters from around the area are teaming up to host the annual Thaddeus Rivers Youth Waterfowl Day. That's coming up on October 2nd at the Riverton Wildlife Area. I'm joined this morning in studio by Rick Rivers with more. Good morning, Rick. How are we doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. Let's just kind of talk about the event overall. How long have things been going on with the Thaddeus Rivers Youth Waterfowl Day?
We've been doing this now for 13 years.
Yeah.
Under this name. Prior to that, we've had a youth day for a long time.
Yeah. How's participation been in it in the past?
Year before last, we had to cancel due to COVID. Everybody put everybody out. Last year, we had, I think, 34 or 37, I can't remember,
yeah,
kids. Up until then, we were running pretty close to 50. Which is where we try to cap the numbers. So.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's kind of take us through the day. What does the day look like on October 2nd? What kind of things do you do with the kids to introduce them?
We'll start out. We'll have several seminars, instruction on how to blow a duck call, how to blow a goose call, how to set a good decoy spread. We'll have several demonstrations or several examples of blinds. Whether it be anything from a layout blind in a field to we'll probably have a couple of boats with blinds, different scenarios on how to set things up for that. I have a lot of instruction stuff there. Then we'll go to shooting clay pigeons, trap type setting. From that, we will go to refreshments and so forth. We'll have a seminar on bird identification. We'll have a lot of stuff for the people to take home, kids. And then we'll end it up with a drawing for door prizes. And in the past few years, we've had enough donations that we've actually gave away a couple shotguns.
Wow.
So... It's been a really good event. I keep hearing positive things from people, and generally I'm a little ahead of where I'm at this year. It's been kind of crazy busy, but it's a good event.
Yeah,
we have a good time with
absolutely. Well, then after the youth go through this day, they have a chance to get partnered up and go on some mentored hunts too. Talk about that.
Right. The following weekend on Saturday or Sunday, depending on how they can work it out with their mentor, they'll be taken on an actual duck hunt, whether it be in a boat or in a ground blind or on one of the many private waterfowl areas around the area that the people who own them or run them, whatever, are gracious enough to both mentor and take kids into their private clubs and let them see a different kind of a hunt than they're going to see in the public ground. Now, we team them up with mentors. Beyond that, it's between them and the mentor how their hunt's going to go. But Our goal in this is to get kids outdoors, to give them a little bit of knowledge, enough to be successful, hopefully, and get them started.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to love waterfowling. Some people are. But it's going to give them a taste. It's going to see if that's something they want to pursue.
Yeah. So say, who's this geared for? What kind of ages are we talking about?
Our target is 8 to 15, because during the youth hunt, no one over 15 is able to hunt. It's, you know, we do welcome any adults who are thinking about it and just want to see what it's about. Parents come along and film. That's awesome. I've had some great times with parents, you know. We're not closing it off to anybody, but our target, by the time a kid's 8, they can usually handle, we have some youth shotguns, and they can usually handle them okay. Really, really work hard to keep everything safe and to make sure everybody has a good time.
Yeah. Talk about the people who are helping and guiding some of these seminars. I mean, you got some knowledgeable people that are all helping put this on.
There are some really good callers calling and some guys who really know their birds. Marlo Wilson is absolutely fabulous. We work together well. DNR provides a lot of stuff for this day, and Marlo puts a lot of work in on it. Not to mention our local DU chapter tends to help out a lot with mentoring and so forth. But if I had to give a kudos, it'd be to the local merchants. This thing has been sponsored greatly by local merchants, local people that just call up and say, hey, we want to make a donation. You know, because of that, we've been able to do some really cool stuff that we can't do without it. It makes it fun. I hope everybody has fun. The local merchants provide all kinds of refreshments and prizes and stuff. It's really a good deal. And I have never worked on anything where I've went to take up donations and I've never had anything so easy. You know, there's no begging, no yanking teeth. It's like half of them when I walk in the door, isn't it time for that kid thing again? And it's like, yep,
yeah,
pretty close.
That's great. Well, if people want to get their kids signed up or if they want more information, how do they do that?
Contact me at 712-246-8001 or Marlo Wilson at 712-520-0506.
It's the Thaddeus, yes.
They need to sign up in advance because we try to cut it off at 50. Also, I've been a little slow this year getting started, so I need anybody that's willing and able to mentor to give me a call and let me get them on the list.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Well, we're looking forward to the Thaddeus Rivers Youth Waterfowl Day again coming up Sunday, October 2nd at the Riverton Wildlife Area. Rick, thanks for coming down. Thanks for putting this on each and every year to continue to grow waterfowl hunting in the area.
Thank you for your help getting the word out. Yeah. I appreciate it. You guys have partnered for a long time.
Yeah. Anytime. Great. Yeah, happy to help out. Again, that's Rick Rivers, the Thaddeus Rivers Youth Waterfowl Day coming up October 2nd.